Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Oakland on Tannadice FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Capity Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. And welcome to everybody listening around the globe, around New Zealand on planetaudio.org.nz. Hopefully, you'll be able to stay with me for the next hour, and we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and the latest music. And this is my last show for 3 weeks. I'm off to Ireland. In fact, by the time you listen to this program, hopefully I'll be halfway to Ireland for a few weeks, spending most of the time in the west of Ireland and in Galway, having a few days in Dublin before that. But I'll be continuing the show. I have recorded a program, so don't go anywhere over the next 3 weeks. There'll be plenty of music and lesser chat from me. But anyway, we start the program off tonight with a band that's really popular in Ireland at the moment, Amble, and this is another one of their hits called Jersey Joint.
Singing songs we used to sing. about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning sign. But I love you. I am lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Hot in the socks and the jersey you giant. But I thought you hung.
Well, they're nearly on every streaming mechanism at the moment, that band Amble, and very popular, doing concerts all around Ireland, Jersey, joint. Welcome along, and hopefully you're keeping well. Well, the news in Ireland, another storm at the beginning of the week, but its damage was a lot less than people were predicting a week ago. What else has happened over there? I see the Irish Times early in the week had a headline, Intel, one of the big manufacturers in Ireland, warned senior government figures about high energy costs and planning issues. And I know there was another company that had planned to expand. I think it was Amazon in Ireland, with the possibility of 500 jobs, a huge investment, and or maybe it was a 500 million investment. But the government couldn't guarantee supply of power. A lot of these data centres use a lot of power. Michael D. Higgins, winding down now. He's only got a few months to go till he retires. But over the weekend, he condemns Hamas and indeed Israel about the ongoing situation in Gaza. And he's saying that the world needs to work together and work harder to really alleviate the starvation that's happening there amongst all the young people. Well, it wasn't a clean sweep for the Lions in Australia. Wallabies beat them at the weekend, and so but the Lions still won the series 2-1. And after the game on Sunday, as the players were winding down before they travelled back to their homelands, Bundy Aki revealed that his wife gave birth to a car the day that the All Blacks, or that the Lions, played the first test in Brisbane 3 weeks ago, and she's here in New Zealand. And this is their fifth child, and a girl called Anya, and mother and child, as well as other four children, are all doing well. And we've got a few people that are listening in Sydney, hopefully. We've got Philip Dively and his wife Lisa. Philip's from Kilkerran, Lisa's from Longford, and their young children, and also Henry Burke, and Henry and his wife Amy. Henry's originally from Mayo, and are from Galway, and Amy as well, living in Sydney, and hopefully they're enjoying the program. And a young Thomas McDonough, who's moved there to Sydney recently from Waterford. And we've got a few listeners in Brisbane, Darren O'Connor, Cathy Martin, and their baby Mossy. So greetings to all of you. And we'll have Celtic Woman singing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you with snow.
Yes, a very popular song you hear at parties. There's Danny Boy, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Other news that broke earlier in the week is businesswoman behind Pennies and Brown Thomas, Hilary Weston. She passed away at the age of 83, very much a leading socialite for many years, and certainly pictures of her in the paper. I'm sure they were taken a few years ago, but she looked very young, very glamorous, and Irish-Canadian businesswoman. And she had Bill Pennies and Brown Thomas, died at the age of 83. She was born in Dublin and was formerly the Lord Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, and she passed away in England, where she'd been living and for many years. Originally born in Dunleary in 1942. Well, the government are on holidays at the moment, obviously, with the recess on, and no further candidates have put their names into the hat to become Oberon Héireann. But the elections for the next president will take place towards the middle of October, with the new president installed, usually at Dublin Castle, about the second week of November. And what else happened? The weather, as I said, not great over there at the moment. Certainly the summer weather that people had in June is long gone. But thankfully, it was pretty good last week. Huge crowds turned out for pretty much the nearly seven days of the Galway Racing Festival in Ballybrit in Galway, and great themes of colour and glamour at the Fashion and the Field Day on Thursday. Okay, we continue on with another song, and this time a band that's very popular in Ireland a few years ago. In fact, they performed a concert in Galway there 2 weeks ago. I heard somebody talking about them, and it was as if they were just playing. They weren't 20 years ago. It's a band called The Stunning and Brewing Up a Storm. When we come back and talk about sport, that's what there was in Sydney at the weekend, when the Lions' third match against the Wallabies was delayed in the second half because of an impending storm. Here's The Stunning with The Brewing Up a Storm.
Don't look, it might go away. It's easy to pretend that life is a rosy bouquet. I don't need a platter, I'll take it straight from the shelf. You give it to me raw, I'll take it home, cook it myself.
Brewing up a storm.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains of Em in Christchurch on Saturday, Capity Coast on Access Radio in Wellington on Sunday. And greetings to everybody listening around the globe on planetaudio.org. Don't say it. Well, they're playing in Dublin this weekend, but Oasis band members Noel and Liam Gallagher were shocked to hear that a man died after their Wembley concert at the weekend. Of course, they've got the two big concerts, sold-out concerts in Crow Park coming up this weekend, with over 80,000 going to each of the shows. And thankfully, the boys are seem to be holding it together. Of course, a lot of the Irish papers at the weekend were having feature articles about, wonder where the band will, what they'll do during their time in Ireland. Will they go back to Charlestown or Mayo, where their mother is from? They've been there a few times before that, but they'll be no doubt hoping to get good weather for the concerts this weekend. And after we come back and talk about sport, a big win for Dublin in the All-Ireland Ladies Final at the weekend. They overcame Meath in the Ladies Final, and it's the Camogie Final coming up this weekend. And I suppose the Galway Ladies would have been disappointed. Hugh Garrett's from my own club, Kilcairn Clonburn, playing that team, and they just lost Dublin extra time a few weeks ago after leading pretty much coming up to full time. But Dublin too strong against Meath. And that's, I think they played them already three times, or maybe four times, another fourth time this week to win. Of course, with all the All-Ireland finals over now, the focus is on club football and hurling matches after, I suppose, the Camogie final this weekend. We'll move on. And this time, another young woman from County Meath certainly went down a treat at the Glastonbury Festival there a couple of weeks ago. And a girl called CMAT. She's about 29, but she's certainly doing very well. And here she is with Stay for Something. see Matt there and stay for something. Hopefully you're not going anywhere. You're listening to Ireland Calling while following on from last week. You had the tariffs that were confirmed by Mr. Trump. In fact, we got the same tariffs here in New Zealand, 15%, which is a bit of a shock. Well, they were confirmed here on Friday, but the European Union at the moment are 15%. And Mr. Trump, nobody knows whether that should change or not. A terrible story in the paper at the weekend. I was reading it about a young girl, Anna Leonard, who was training for the Dublin Marathon while working in Sicily. Last year, she was knocked down and very seriously injured. And she's originally 23 from Bray in Wicklow. And she moved to Sicily in May 24 and training at Dublin Marathon last year in early October and was knocked down. And she underwent life-saving surgery, later returning to Ireland by air ambulance. And only recently, she was in Beaumont until a few weeks ago. She's now at the rehab centre in Dunleary, but still no communication. But the family are, visiting her and spending hours and hours with her every day. But sadly, other news broke recently, or they revealed at the weekend that our dad came out and said that Hannah's brother died tragically a few weeks ago. So some families have really, really tough time. But the family are supporting Hannah. And there's a GoFundMe page there if you want to donate. A lot of money has been raised so far, but there's still a lot needed for her care and attention going forward. She's just a beautiful girl. There's a picture of her with her dad after running a previous Dublin Marathon. And to think that, as a result of an accident, she's, in the state that she's in and has a long, long road to recovery. But the family are hoping that she will make a recovery of some sort so that they can get her back home and living where. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you support the Hugh Green Group. And this time we're going to go with the Pogues, Misty Morning, Albert Bridge.
Your eyes.
Misty Morning, Albert Bridge, a big hit for the Pogues. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, that brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. God, I'm struggling. There's so many stories in papers in Ireland, legal issues and court cases, and to terrible things that's happened. There was five guys, some young, some not so young. They were all jailed last week for interrogating and nearly beating a young woman to death. And sadly, three of the members, they were all jailed. They were all pretty much drug addicts. This was the claim that this girl had stolen cocaine, and which she didn't. But thankfully, just on another matter, a police officer, Garda, came to the flat investigating something else and discovered this woman, Scotty, nearly dead. And thankfully, she's made a recovery of some sort. But the court case last week, the five people got in the total jail term of about 60 years. But huge situation. Cocaine is plentiful in Ireland. It's everywhere. And there's, you know, breakthroughs each week of drugs being seized, but there's still a lot getting through. And it's a major, major issue, as is alcohol. I was listening to a documentary over the weekend, or an interview, over alcohol-related diseases in Ireland, and sadly, the numbers aren't coming down as fast as people would like them. And the other issue is this growing use of cocaine, and we know it's a big lucrative business for all these drug dealers. Right, we'll move on, and this time the song rang around Stadium Australia on Saturday night while there was a break, while there was threats of lightning and thunder, and the game was delayed, and while the Lions seemed to be relaxing in their changing room, the band, or the wannabes, were, you know, doing exercises in the crowd in the stadium, trying to keep warm, were singing various songs, including this one that's become an Irish rugby anthem called Zombie, from the Cranberries and the late Dolores O'Riordan. Zombie, yes, kind of the new national anthem. It's kind of taken over from the fields of Athenry for the Irish rugby team. And, you know, we've only finished with the rugby series, the Lions series down here, when news of another new tournament that's happening starting next year, where you'll have the six top teams in the Southern Hemisphere playing the Six Nations teams in a competition that will run over the winter months down here and the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's just been confirmed on Monday that Ireland will be playing New Zealand here next year, and playing Australia and Australia, and possibly playing either Japan or Fiji, either in New Zealand or Australia. So it's a new competition that's starting up, and there'll be a chance to see the Irish team here playing a test. Obviously, no details of where that game will be played or when it will be played. But of course, the All Blacks are getting their rugby championship season underway here at the moment, with the two away games in Argentina, and then the big crunch game here in early September against South Africa, and leading up to Ireland's first home series game, which normally would be in Dublin, but this year it's in Chicago, where Ireland recorded their first ever victory over the All Blacks back there in November 2016. Okay, we'll continue on, and this time the Furies, and they're singing all about the old man.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed and he's laid to rest. It's now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we shared when we played them on our own. Forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, every spring gone, and I miss him, my old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking. He showed me things not known to kings, a secret between him and me. And the colours of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn, and how to fish and make a wish beside a holy tree. Forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. And have I missed him, the old man?
miss him, the old man. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
Welcome back. That was the Furies and the Old Man. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, big week to be in Wexford this week. Galway last week for the races. This week it's Wexford for the Flack, Yule and the Heron. And this is a huge event and thousands performing at the Flack, as it's called, and thousands of people coming and to watch obviously, entertainment on the streets and street corners in the pubs, and there's a big stage. I'm just looking at the timetable there. It's running for the whole week. It's a big blooper of event to have in each of in the cities in Ireland. We know Mullingar had it for a couple of years. So I think this is Wexford second year. So I think you might get it 2 years in a row. I know the Pug Fair in Killorgan and Kerry will be coming up soon, and then of course the other big music festival, which is very successful, held in Leash every year, is the Electric Picnic. That's September. That draws huge crowds. It's like a mini Glastonbury, runs for about 3 days. And I don't know whether it's changed, but many people came. They brought tents with them and walked away, left the tents and deck chairs and everything there. That was happening around the GFC times, maybe when there was plenty of money in Ireland. People were disposing things, you know, without thinking of what the cost would be to replace them. But certainly it's a huge big festival. And then of course the big one later in September, which is at a farm down in Offaly this year, is the National Clown Championships, which is a huge event. Right, Shannon and Desi O'Halloran, and a big hit for them called Say You Love Me.
Waiting no longer I can stand.
Desi O'Hara, and they're singing and Sharon Shannon on the accordion. And Say You Love Me. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. As I mentioned at the start of the program, Ireland Calling, well, I'll be off halfway to Ireland by the time you hear this program on Wednesday. But the show will continue over the next few weeks. I've recorded three shows over the next 3 weeks. Plenty of music on each show. So you'll have more enjoyment if you like music and less chat. And program you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So we'll almost wrap it up now. We've got the Chieftains and the Mason's Apron, and we might go out with Big Tom after that, if we've got time, called Going Out the Same Way as We Came In. I want to thank you for tuning in each week, and thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support old Ireland Calling, and I look forward to being back here presenting the program again in a few weeks' time and report on my trip to Ireland. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. And as I said, here we go with the Chieftains, followed by Big Tom. Good night, bye bye now. Oh, Not bad, not bad at all.
You can't take it with you.